Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Getaway Friday, June the 9th, 2023. 15 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan and Sean Kraft. I should have mentioned this in hour number one. Olivia is out sick tonight. Hopefully she'll be back next week, but we were lucky enough tonight to have a great replacement in hour number one, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. And again, just for news purposes, as I've always said, the Friday night show is not about current events, but when you're a talk station and you have a historic event as we had today, you cannot not talk about it. And when Mary Ellen's willing to drive over here, you certainly go with it. Former President Donald Trump, first president ever in the history of the United States, indicted by the federal government today on 37 counts dealing with classified documents. Phone lines are open, by the way, if you want to say anything about it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The arraignment will happen on Tuesday. And we'll see what happens, but Special Counsel Jack Smith did speak today. He did not take questions from reporters, but he said nobody is above the law, including former presidents. And Donald Trump went to Truth Social today, his social media platform, and called Jack Smith a deranged psycho. So that's where we are as we move on. Sean, what do you make of the whole situation?
I just make it a bunch of stuff, you know, a bunch of malarkey stuff. Be honest with you.
What's malarkey?
The whole situation in the world today.
As far as?
Everything, you know? I just think it's a bunch of BS.
Did you take a tranquilizer during the break?
No, I just think it's a bunch of BS, be honest with you.
See, I'm not sure what you're referring to. Now, what's BS? Let's break it down.
This whole shit that we're talking about.
Hey, I mean, this whole we can never replay this now when you say words like that.
Oh, well, yeah, we can. It don't matter. You know, it's just all this stuff that we talk about, you know, about Donald Trump and...
So you think this shouldn't have happened?
No.
Yeah. So you think that a person should take classified documents, lie to the federal government about it in text messages and telephone calls... And well, nothing should happen.
No, I mean, some of the stuff, it's just, I think they're just out to get him, I think.
Who is out to get him?
The Democrats.
So, what Democrat here is out to get him? He was indicted by a grand jury.
Not yet.
Yeah. He's been indicted. He just hasn't been arraigned.
I'd like to know how many Democrats and how many Republicans are on the grand jury. Are they 50-50?
You think this has to do with his party affiliation?
Yeah.
Federal government. Indicting somebody for a party affiliation.
I just think it's, you know, I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens.
So you think the federal government indicted him over party affiliation and then said, we're going to let a judge who you appointed oversee your arraignment?
Well, we're going to have to see how it goes on Tuesday.
We'll see how it goes Tuesday.
we'll see if it's a fair trial or not.
Well, Tuesday's not the trial, but his lawyers will get to agree on the jury. But just remember, the federal government's got a 98% conviction rate.
I know. That's not a good deal for him right now.
Matt, do you think this has anything to do with Donald Trump's party?
I mean, probably not. Most likely not.
Do you think that all presidents have taken federal documents and lied to federal investigators about it?
I don't think they've probably, like, taken them and then lied about them, but, like, they might have, like, taken them as per, I think they are allowed to do for, like, you know, like, looking at them and then they have to, like, return them. But they might, like, I'm sure somebody at some point has forgotten to, but then when they were reminded by the National Archive, they were like, oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so... Why do you, Sean, feel that this is an out-to-get-him thing?
I don't know. They've been trying to get out to get Donald Trump for a while now on certain things, you know. They didn't let him run his presidency like they let him do. They always blocked him on everything. And I'm not saying because, you know, I'm a big Donald Trump supporter. That's not what I am, because I'm, but I'm just saying, I'm just being fair on both sides here.
Yeah, but what, I mean, when the federal investigators show you the evidence, I mean, what is confusing about the evidence? I mean, they're not saying that we made this up. They're not saying we're Democrats. They're saying here is his text messages. Here's his phone calls. This is what he said.
Oh, I'm not saying he didn't do nothing wrong. No, I mean, that's not what I'm saying here. But some of this stuff is just bizarre.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I mean, I don't think anybody would deny that.
No, I'm just saying some of the stuff that they just, you know, some of the stuff is just, they just make up.
You think they made this up?
Well, some of the stuff I think they make up. I ain't saying some of this.
No, I'm talking about today.
Well, I don't know. I haven't really seen all the 37 counts, but
37 counts.
I have not.
By
seen,
the way,
I have not seen all the 37 counts, but
it's there.
I like to see all the counts.
Well, you can go anywhere,
because I guarantee I guarantee out of 37 counts of that, maybe 5 out of 37 of it is probably true.
So you think the federal government made up 32 counts of felony about a former president?
Maybe, I don't know.
Because they want to go to court and be found out to be liars?
I don't know.
Why do you think his attorneys resigned?
I know. That's another thing. It's probably thick, but, you know. I'm just being the opposite side here, but...
No, but listen. It's your choice to go on your media platform and call a special counsel a deranged psycho. That's your choice. Is that wise to do?
That's probably not wise for him to do that, no. But if I was in his shoes, I mean, I think I probably see. Sometimes I put my foot in my mouth. Sometimes, and I think I'm like Donald Trump. Sometimes I don't think before I speak. Just like earlier,
well, I don't think he'd speak. I think he typed that.
Oh, he typed it.
Yeah.
Oh, see, sometimes I say all right, you know what I mean. So, I have that capability sometimes, too.
So, let me ask you, this is a human
like earlier,
being.
I just cursed on the radio.
Yeah, but let me ask, as a human being, would you not know that taking federal documents home is a bad idea? And also, would you not know that when the federal government says, do you have them, to tell them, no, I don't, when you do?
He likes breaking the law.
Well, you just said it, then.
He does.
Breaking the law is breaking the law.
I know, he tries to... Well, like Mariana said earlier, you know, all jokes aside, you know, be serious on that subject. I think sometimes Donald Trump does think he can get away with a lot of certain things.
Is Donald Trump going to end up in prison?
The way it's looking right now, it's not looking good for him.
I mean, Matthew, that's a big thing. This is a former president of the United States who turned 77 on Wednesday. By the way, his birthday is the day after his arraignment, so it's a busy week for him. What a birthday present. Turned 77 on Wednesday.
Will he be able to get suntan spray-ons at the prisons?
Will he be able to get the spray-on tan while he's in the federal prison?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, if he does, he'll match his outfit. I don't... Now, see, that's just a joke, people. That's just a joke. We're just having a good time now. It's Friday night. We're having a good time. But that's historic. I mean, as a station, we cannot not cover that, plain and simple. I don't care if it was Joe Biden. I don't care if it was George Washington. We would cover it. You cannot avoid news like this today, period. So what did you make of Mary Ellen's thoughts on the whole thing, Matt?
I always have a good time when Mary Ellen is around. I think that she's probably right. I think that Donald Trump just talks an awful lot, and he thinks he can get away with most anything until this time. I think he's going to come to find that the federal government doesn't let it just slide.
So, in the end result, Sean, what did you make of Mary Ellen's appearance here tonight, what she had to say?
She's very well-spoken. And she definitely knows what she's talking about because she's been in the government herself. And
she said she never took any federal documents home.
Yeah, no. She put me in my place on that one.
She certainly did.
She did. She went.
That'll be a new top of the hour thing. Where you say, "Well, people take federal documents home," and she said, "Well, I never did."
she really slapped my chops. And
that was a 9th anniversary moment right there. That's one of those moments we'll always remember.
Yeah, exactly.
You tried to come at her, and she just put you in your place.
Well, I guess I can't come out wrong. I didn't say everybody. I just said certain administrators maybe have.
See, when you started to say all federal government is corrupt, I'm thinking, she worked in the federal government. She's sitting right. She's probably not going to like that.
Yeah, that's what I tried to retract it, but I was like, well, I should have said all government, but
I don't think Mary Ellen was corrupt in any way.
No, she wasn't, because I think that Bill Clinton's the administrated company, you know, it's like, we were budget, you know, we was level.
Balanced.
For
the first time.
Yeah. So.
And Mary Ellen knew about the money.
And I apologize. I hope she takes that apology.
Well, you know what? You support Donald Trump, and there's nothing wrong with that. We have differing opinions on this show, and that's what makes it interesting. But I think at some point, what I was saying during the break, and I'll say it again on the air here, what's interesting to me about Donald Trump, as opposed to somebody like Bill Clinton, who got involved in the Monica Lewinsky scandal, Mary Ellen did not like Monica Lewinsky. She didn't like that was happening to Bill Clinton. And I'm sure she voted for Clinton, but she admitted it. What's odd to me about the Trump situation is you apparently, even if you vote for him, you can never say anything negative about him. You can never say he's guilty of anything. That's what's odd.
What should I do?
But no, I mean, you just said it was all malarkey.
What?
These charges today.
No, I mean, but I do say that certain things that he's done. And I can honestly say I voted for Donald Trump.
Right. But I mean, Matt, do you see the people who he does no wrong? I mean, there will be people at the courthouse Tuesday calling for a civil war.
I mean, I was
is that a wise thing to do against the federal government?
I mean, I was in the Donald Trump parade.
Right, that's what I'm saying to you, though. So do you believe he did this? Let's put it that way. Let's just pose it right out there, then. Do you believe he did this? Do you believe he broke the federal law?
I think in certain things, yes. But I need to see all 37 cases.
They're there.
I need to see all of them.
They're there. They're available. They opened them completely. Yeah.
I need to see all what he did. I mean, yes, there's certain things, because sometimes Donald Trump's, sometimes he just doesn't realize what he says sometimes.
Does it give you a good feeling, though, that this man came out today and said, listen, we're going to indict a former president because nobody is above the law in this country?
I think it's sad. I think it's really sad that nobody wants a president to be indicted.
I don't think anybody wants a president to break the law.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't think nobody wants anybody to break any laws, but people break laws every day.
See, when you say that, though, I don't know that to be true. I don't know that people do.
Well, people do break laws.
I don't know that.
I got a speeding ticket not too long ago.
But I'm talking about this particular case. Because when you open it that wide, well, a speeding ticket, federal agency is not going to indict you and put you on trial in the state. What I'm talking about is a former president.
I got a parking ticket.
Yeah. Well, and did they come in, the federal prosecutor, indict you and say nobody's above the law?
I told the parking meter guy.
And that didn't get you anywhere.
They didn't give me.
You know what you should have done?
He says, you're not above the law.
Well, you should have went home and tweeted, you're a deranged psycho. That's what you should have done. Then, you parking meter man, you're a deranged psycho. to me, that's a bad move if you're the former president.
It's crazy.
Matt?
There's. It definitely is not going to help his case to poke the bear. Like, he's already in a situation as it is, and he's just going to make it worse. He's just going to keep digging that hole he's in deeper and deeper.
Tuesday, are we going to see riots? Or is that over? Have people just, you know, we don't really care about him anymore. A few people show up outside the court and wave their flags, and that's about it.
I think that's what it'll be. I think it'll be closer to that.
See, here's the problem. I think if it's going to be a riot, I don't like these bad riots. What do they call those riots when people go around and they...
I think any riot's bad.
Well, when they go around and destroy businesses, like when they go in there...
Riot.
No, what do they call it? Looting?
Looting.
Yeah. That's what I hate.
Yeah, but a riot by itself is violent. If you're talking about a protest, that's not violence. Riot is violent.
Yeah, but I'm going to talk about when they catch stuff on fire and stuff.
Well, that would be considered a riot.
Well, then they need to stop that. That don't think that needs to happen.
That happened on January the 6th.
I know it did. That don't need to happen. We need a peaceful protest. Because, I mean, if you're going to protest, I mean, obviously, you're not going to change the government's mind, regardless.
No, and he warned them today. He said, you know, we're the federal government, and if you do something, we'll put you in the federal penitentiary. So I hope people understand that. Because there are a lot of people from January 6th who are in the federal penitentiary right now who didn't seem to understand that you can't break the windows at the Capitol.
Right. I mean, you can't get away. You can't go around smashing stuff. That's just ludicrous.
Well, I mean, all news sources are still reporting on this. Trump loses two lawyers just hours after second
indictment. How many lawyers did he have?
Oh, he's got quite a few lawyers. He's got a lot of legal battles going on in this country right now. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. Trump indictment live update. Special counsel describes gravity of alleged crimes. And the special counsel saying, these are not small crimes. These are not nickel and dime crimes. And by the way, it's 20 years in prison.
Read off the crimes for us.
Well, there's 37 of them. People are just going to have to go read those. But it's basically lying to federal officials, concealing documents, taking things you should not have taken, putting national security in danger. You really think other presidents did that? You think that's just a common thing, that they take documents that are national security?
See, we don't know that.
No, but my question is, we don't know anything. I mean, should we not put anybody on trial for murder? Hey, somebody else might have murdered somebody. We can't put them on trial.
I mean, we don't know what John F. Kennedy did back in the days.
Right. Okay. So, but when we learn that somebody does something, we should not do anything about it?
I mean, no, I mean, yeah, I think we should do stuff about it, but I'm just saying, no.
See, I don't understand that argument. That always baffles my mind, because it's like, well, this person definitely murdered somebody, but because other people have probably murdered people, we shouldn't put them on trial.
I'm just saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Okay, well, find them.
I guess you can't dig him up, though, I guess. He's already dead.
But see, then, but the problem you're making is you're making accusations that you don't know to be
true. We don't know.
The one thing we do know is we've got the case here. We've got the goods the federal government does. And they've shown it. They didn't have any problem showing it today. They showed you exactly why they believe he's guilty.
Well, hopefully it's all true.
I don't think the federal government's in the business of making things up.
Well, hopefully not. I mean, you never know.
By the way, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All right, man, before we change the subject for our final 30 minutes, you have anything else to say about this historic day?
This chair.
I think I'm genuinely a little disappointed that we have gotten to a point where there is a president who has been indicted on federal crimes.
Do you think they all do it?
Probably not.
Do you think he's the only one who's
Everybody's
done it?
Everybody's disagreeing with me tonight.
Probably.
Well, I think you're making interesting comments.
He's probably not the only one to do it, but I think that...
Do you think he's the only one who's lied to federal investigators when they said, give us the documents, we know you got them, and he says, I don't have them, and
yeah.
He did have them?
So, I assume, like, there have been other officials to take things home and then, like leave them there, but when they come around asking for them, it's time to give them back.
That's not fair.
It's not fair?
No, because they never ask any other people, they have not asked any other administration for their documents, besides...
I don't think any other administration...
And Biden.
I don't think any other administration took the documents.
Well, that we know of.
No, the National Archive knows, because that's where they all go when a president leaves office. So that kind of shoots your idea that they all do it. Because the National Archive would know. That's who reported this.
Well, we'll have to see what happens, I guess.
I guess we will.
Yeah.
So in any event, that's what happened.
Our fan club.
I don't know whose fan they were. But that's that. Now, last night, by the way, was our 9th anniversary. Tomorrow's the actual day. June the 10th, 2014 is when we went on the air. But 9 years tomorrow. Matt, you're part of the gang. Now, you didn't get to make it last night because you had to be at the Kroger, but you got to listen to a little bit of the program. What do you think of the 9 years here? And you've listened to the programs today and yesterday and...
I think I've enjoyed every program I've listened to. The majority of your guests, I don't think I've ever had one that was... Or I don't think I've ever listened to you interview somebody who was not interesting.
I've had some duds.
I don't think... Not that I've listened to, at the very least.
Maybe not recently, but there's been some guests sometimes who I thought, boy...
Yeah, there's been some duds over the years.
Well, when you're on, there's some duddish.
That's not true! I knew you was going
to
take a deep
breath. Well, I had to. Well, everybody does it, you know? Everybody's done it. You got inappropriate. No, wait, 9 years. That was a fun time last night. Pastor Craig came back. Nate came back. Linda and her husband were here. Newly married couple were here. Amber, Nate's wife, was here. Who am I leaving? We were here. Somebody else was here, weren't they? That was it?
Okay.
Good job. It was a good party last night. Thank you, Donato's.
Donato's, and you, if you get like so many points, I think it's 500, you get a free personal pizza.
Now, as we look back, now, what are we going to do next year for 10 years? Because 10 years, that's a seminal moment.
Yeah, it is. 10 years, might have to bring a band in or something.
I think I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
10 years, it'll be, I'll say, well, that's enough.
I think I'm going to go on sabbatical full time.
Well, you spent most of the 9 years on a sabbatical, so I don't know if you can notice.
That's right.
I don't know. You know, I say 10 years, that's a good, because, you know, it'll be like 22 years in broadcasting at that point.
Yeah.
But, oh, boy, what a week this has been, though. When I think back on this, I really do. I mean, my goodness. 1 week, 5 day period. Art Uihlein, Fritz the Night Owl, Dick Cavett, Sam Donaldson, Jerry Revish, Sally Jesse Raphael, Phil Donahue, Larry Merchant, David Newell, Mr. McFeely, Colleen Marshall. I mean, my God.
High five.
Yeah, right there. Air five.
Yeah.
Wow. Only, see, that's why you're a dead guest.
I know.
No, I mean, that to me, how do you top that? How do I come on next week? I mean, you can't top that.
You can't top that one.
I mean, you even said people were commenting. What's with all these guests this week?
We had a lot of them.
Well, I don't know about, but I had a lot of them. I don't know what you're talking about. We, Kimo Sabi.
What are you talking about? No, yeah, you had a lot of comments.
Yes. Yeah. I'm exhausted after this week.
Yeah.
When did you interview Fritz the Night Owl?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We had a guest every... Monday was Dr. Art Uihlein. Tuesday was Fritz the Night Owl. Wednesday was Dick Cavett. Thursday was a double feature with Sam Donaldson and Jerry Revish. And today we had them all. We had David Newell, Colleen Marshall, Sally Jesse Raphael, Phil Donahue, and Larry Merchant.
Didn't they revamp the whole Fritz the Night Owl?
They did. Do you know Fritz the Night Owl? I worked with him for a little bit on a television series.
I know the show.
He's a little... He takes some tranquilizers before the show to get ready. I did a show with him once. He was on The Exchange when we were on television. He's an interesting character.
He's a very interesting character.
Yeah. God bless his heart. I'll give you those episodes sometime.
I like those glasses that he wears. They're nice.
I have episodes of television. Well, me and Marianne Michaels and Charlie Evers did The Exchange Club with Fritz. Boy, that's probably been 11 years ago now. I'll give you those television. You can watch those sometime. You can tell me what... I didn't know you were a Fritz the Night Owl fan.
I never, like, watched the show, but, like, I know who he is. He was, like I've watched, like, a few clips on, like, YouTube. When, like, it was on the news that they revamped the show, and it had sounded familiar, so I looked it up, and I watched a few clips. But, like...
When we worked together, he did movie reviews. He would come on the show, and he would do a movie review of an old movie. And then he would talk current events, but he was never quite comfortable with that.
Why not?
I don't think... He felt an owl should be giving current event opinions.
That's fair, I guess.
Because once he put those glasses on, he was the night owl. But God bless his heart. So it's been a great week, and we certainly have enjoyed everything. So what else has been on the agenda this week? Anything else going on interesting in the world?
Gosh.
There was something you wanted to talk about tonight. What you said, or you said, I want to talk about that tonight. What was it?
Oh, yeah, the 9/11 is the conspiracy. They're saying that the guy that bought it, his name is, what was his name again? Can't think of the guy's name now. Do you remember his name? Something Larry, something Oldenstein or so. Do you remember the guy's name? I can't remember the guy's name. I think his name's Larry something. And bought it. You know, remember then he bought like insurance for terrorists insurance. They think it's a conspiracy, seeing as maybe possibly a fraud.
Yeah, Larry Silverstein.
Yeah, Silverstein. Yeah.
Well, there's always a lot of conspiracies about 9/11. I don't know.
But he wasn't there that day when the buildings blew up. Now, what is the odds of that?
Did he have an office there?
He used to drink coffee on the top story every day.
Yeah. And that the day that it happened?
No, I'm sure there were days he missed drinking coffee on the top story. Didn't he take weekends off?
I don't know.
Why is everything a conspiracy? Didn't we have to do the Titanic a few weeks ago? Why can't things just ever happen?
Because people would just rather believe that it's this deep, interesting, like story rather than just this happened.
Well, he think about it. He got $4.8 billion settlement, right? Now, why didn't he rebuild it? He didn't rebuild it. He did not rebuild the towers at all. He
I don't think the money. People. I believe the people of New York who died in that building did not want those rebuilt. They wanted a monument to the dead relatives. I don't think anybody would have rebuilt it.
I don't know, but he got all the money.
Yeah, but that is not an. You got to show me some real proof. Like you have to have the federal government lay some indictment counts out for me to start believing that there's a conspiracy. Just because he wasn't there drinking coffee that morning, that doesn't do it for me.
No, he was at the hospital. I guess he has proof. He's at the hospital.
Like the Titanic thing. All these people who are dead cashed in. It's always all they cashed in on insurance money. Well, yes, they got insurance money. That's what happens when you insure something. That's not really a conspiracy to me.
No, the conspiracy is that they built the boat that was like the actual Titanic, and then they renamed it. I don't remember what the name of the ship was, but then they named the ship that was originally that ship, the Titanic, and then they sunk the one that was not the Titanic.
Why?
Because of the insurance money.
The man was a billionaire. He didn't need insurance money.
That's how you become a billionaire.
I think if he had to pay the money to build the Titanic and paid the money to insure it, I mean, how could he put that iceberg out there in the middle of the ocean? Hey, ship captain, drive into that iceberg, kill yourself, and kill all these other... And how would he know that they would misload the lifeboats? Which they did.
They misloaded the lifeboats because the boat was called the Unsinkable. There was no need to have lifeboats, apparently.
But they did!
Yeah, and then it sunk, and they didn't have enough lifeboats.
Well, they didn't load them properly. They let just a few people in when they didn't fill them to capacity. Now, how would this guy, planning this way back, know that that would happen?
They didn't have enough boats. Like, they didn't have enough boats either. Even if they did load all the boats to regulation, the majority of the people weren't getting off the boat.
Right, but I think it would have been much more saved... Much more people would have been saved had they loaded them properly.
Probably.
I think it would have been saved if it never was sunk.
And how did they know that people would not be able to respond? How did they know they would hit an iceberg? How do you plan that back in the early 1900s, 1911?
I don't know. Technology. I don't believe the conspiracy theories on the Titanic. I just like conspiracy theories. I find them interesting. They give me something to look into in my spare time.
But why knock down the World Trade Center? For insurance money?
I guess.
Well, all those families got money, too. I just don't see it. I do think it's interesting, though. So you don't like Chris Christie. That's interesting to me. Because he's a big guy. He's the first big guy to really run for president in a long time. Now, is his weight an issue? That's an interesting question. That's really not political. That's more, you know, because we've had very few heavy presidents. So do you think people would not vote for him just because he's heavy?
I don't know. I mean, he's going to have to.
I think so. We had the one president, Taft, I think, and he got stuck in a bathtub.
Well, but see, that's what we remember about him, is that he got stuck in the bathtub.
Harry Truman?
Well, Truman was a tiny little guy.
Oh, was he Truman? Oh.
But would you not vote for him because he was hefty, Chris Christie?
No, I don't think, that's not why I don't like him. I don't like him because I just don't like his attitude.
But you said he would have had a heart attack, but he hasn't.
I thought he did. But I did read up on that. It said, the doctor said if he didn't lose all the weight, then he would have lost.
Well, I don't think he's lost any weight.
Yeah, it says he did.
He's still a pretty big guy.
Well, it says he lost some weight.
Now, you wouldn't vote for a big guy, huh?
I would vote for a big guy. I just don't like his attitude.
What attitude does he have?
I just don't... It's just the way he carries himself. He thinks he's better than everybody.
See, I don't know what that means.
The way he carries himself, he just thinks he's... He thinks he knows it all, and he doesn't. I think Donald Trump could put him in his place.
Well, I think they're fighting each other.
Yeah.
We'll see how that turns out.
Yeah.
Well, they... Can you keep your cell phone if you're in a prison cell?
No.
Might be a tough fight.
You can run the tin can.
Just run the tank.
I don't know. I just think a lot of people feel Chris Christie's just out there to take down Donald Trump.
Well, that's what Mary Ellen said.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people said that. If anybody could do it, Chris Christie, he's a slugger from New Jersey. So you're not sensitive to Donald Trump making fun of his weight. Didn't make fun of his plans, didn't make fun of his policies, made fun of his weight. Showed him running up and down behind a buffet. Now, would you like that?
I mean, people say that to me all the time. I'm a fat man.
But is it right?
Well, you say that to me all the time, too.
But is it right?
Is it right for you to call me fat man?
I don't think I called you fat man.
Yes, you do. You call me fat man, tubby, tubalard. You call me everything but a small man.
Well, when you become a small man, I'll call you that. But here's the point I'm making. I'm saying, is that right?
But I don't think it's right for anybody to make fun of anybody, but people do it anyway. People stereotype people all the time.
But yeah, but should you?
I don't think so, but people do it anyway.
Do you think we could have elect a big man president?
Do
I think 350 pounder like Chris Christie?
I mean, I'm sure we could.
Would you vote for a big guy? Because a lot of people worry about their health.
It depends on what his views and everything are. I don't actually know Chris Christie. The only three candidates I know that are running are Joe Biden. Actually, I guess Pence is running too, so I know Pence. So Joe Biden, Pence, Trump, and Ron DeSantis.
What do you feel about DeSantis?
I don't know much about him. I just know he's running.
Worthless.
Worthless.
Now, what do you know about DeSantis? Tell me one thing you know about Ron DeSantis.
He is down in Florida. He's stopping from getting books and stuff down in Florida for, like, truck drivers and stuff like that. And that's ridiculous. Truck drivers are actually, right now, they are boycotting Florida right now because of what he's doing. This is ridiculous, what he's doing, what he's trying to stop getting books and stuff down there.
He got elected.
He ain't getting my vote.
Well, you don't live in Florida.
No, but I'm talking about for president.
Well, I believe Trump did endorse him for governor.
I know, but he ain't getting my vote.
So, at this point, who do you like?
Trump.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that goes the next year or so. So, at this point, you seriously would vote for somebody under indictment by the federal government?
I would. I think Trump can still pull out of this, I think, somehow.
Pull out of what? Earlier on, did you not say you felt the man was going to prison?
But I think he probably...
And didn't you not say that you felt he broke the law?
Well, I think
this is who you want in the most powerful office in the United States of America?
I think he could pull out of this, I think. If more I think about it, I think he could probably, his lawyer could probably get him off of it.
How many more do you think will be left by the end of the week?
it's just not a good look when your lawyers take a look at the case they're going to try to fight, and they're like, oh, man, I'm out of here.
Time to go. Time to check out.
Those lawyers are wussies. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
He needs some good lawyers that have some balls that can stand up to him and say, listen, they're going to fight for me.
I don't know. I think, see... Maybe it's not so much that the lawyers don't think that they can win. It might just be more so that the lawyers feel it is a moral obligation for, like, if they think that Trump is guilty, it's a moral it might be like a moral obligation for them. Like, they don't want to defend somebody who they feel is guilty.
How do you defend somebody, the audio tape in which he says, I have these documents, I did not declassify them, but I told people that I did?
Well, all they have
to
say is
crime right there. Boop.
Well, all they have to say is that's made up by a tape. That's made up by a machine. Because they have the.
Many people are going to believe that.
They have so many. They have so many technology nowadays.
He is right though. So like Joe, it happened to Joe Rogan. There were some pills that Joe Rogan was endorsing, but he wasn't actually endorsing them. Somebody took like a minute clip of his voice and then wrote a script for that minute-long clip, and then it used his voice to say all those words, and then they used it in an advertisement.
So you think in a federal courtroom that the jury, looking at federal evidence brought by federal prosecutors,
I'm not saying that it's
is going to say, oh, the federal government made that up
no.
to get Donald Trump?
You never
I don't
know.
Think it's likely. I think it's plausible, but I think Donald Trump has. I don't think there's a way that Donald Trump's getting out of this one. I just don't think there is.
And if he goes to prison, would you vote for him from prison?
Absolutely.
Can he run from prison?
I believe so.
Because what was that guy in Mexico that he was in prison and he got out or whatever? What was his name?
There were loads of people from Mexico who go to prison and get out.
What was that guy's name?
Is this really the hope, though, for the country that we can have a president in prison?
You're being unique. Oh, you're being unique, I think.
It would certainly be
unique. It would be unique. You don't think that'd be a problem?
You know what it remind me of? It remind me of that movie. What's that movie? Air Force One. Remember that? Do you ever watch that Air Force One movie? They try to get him out of the prison and...
Well, here's my question to you. This is, I think, is important.
And then they shoot him dead.
This would not deter you from voting for a man?
No. No, it doesn't.
So what would deter you? What would he have to do? Like, murder somebody in front of you? I'm curious because I think if like George W. Bush, George W. Bush left office, he had the lowest approval rating of any president ever because people felt that he mishandled the Iraq War. So a lot of his supporters clearly left him by the time he was and what I'm confused about is when you're indicted by the federal government, you can still like what the man did, but the fact that you would continue to support him, it seems a little strange to me, because I, whoever it would be, if they were indicted by the federal government, I would think, I should probably look at that person as a person to run the free world.
I don't look at him any differently than when he was 4 years ago when he was prison. Or when he was...
There you go, it's
when he was
mind.
When he was president.
That's a Freudian slip.
No, when he was president, because... He when he was president, he did a lot of good stuff for the United States. And I think he does a good... I think he needs to be in 2024, next year. I think he should be the president again, because we need to have America great again. Because it's overdue.
You understand that 4 years ago, he was not indicted for federal crimes.
I understand that.
So there is a difference.
Right. But I'm just saying, though, I think all this is fake news.
So you're back on that.
Fake news.
Okay. Matthew, what do you think?
I think that Donald Trump's going to end up in a federal prison.
Do you think people are going to not vote for him because of this?
I would hope so.
Martha Stewart went to the can.
Martha Stewart?
Yeah.
Like the cook?
Yep.
But, you know, she was in a hotel room.
That's not true.
What'd she go to jail for?
It's a very strange... It was not insider trading, but they said obstruction of justice, that she said things that were not true to federal prosecutors. Imagine that you would sell people, federal prosecutors, things that weren't true. I can't imagine people would do such a thing and end up in federal penitentiaries.
Listen. Okay.
Come in.
Don't listen.
Come in.
Okay, so Donald Trump, okay, see, that's the key word, Donald Trump.
I understand what his name is. Okay. Yes, I got that.
People love that name, Trump.
Do you love that name, Matt?
No, people are always after that name. People, you hear Donald Trump all over the place, and I'm telling you, people are out to get him. Doesn't matter who you are.
Who is out to get him?
Everybody.
You gotta tell me.
People. Huh?
Who?
Just everybody that is not a Trump supporter is out to get him. So I think...
So if you're with me or you're against me, that's the mentality, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, no. So I'm just... Listen. So...
I'm listening. You've told me to listen about five times. I haven't heard anything yet.
That's what I'm saying. So all I know is Donald Trump... Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
He is in trouble right now. We know that.
We've covered that.
So, but I think he can get out of this if he got the right lawyer. Because I think some of this other stuff is just.
We're getting a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
I can't believe the crap I've been hearing.
Oh, go ahead. Now.
I believe whoever that is on there with you. I think he would stand and watch Donald Trump shoot somebody, and then Donald Trump would turn around and say, I didn't do that, and he would believe it. That's just how stupid some people are when it comes to Donald Trump. I'm sorry.
No, no, I appreciate the opinion because I think it's necessary. What do you make of this historic day? What'd you make of Mary Ellen? What she had to say? Oh, we lost our caller. Well, Kraft, you're full of crap. That's what I understood there. Why don't we? You want to say anything in return?
Yes, absolutely.
Apparently, some people have turned on Donald Trump.
Hey, that's fine. Everybody has their own personal opinion.
I understand that.
And she's absolutely wrong.
I would not stand in front of anybody
if Donald Trump shoots somebody. That's not who. No, if he shot somebody, no.
So why is it's not? What's the difference?
What's that?
What's the difference in shooting somebody? Or they're showing you that now. You haven't read them, but that's
I
you.
I have not read them.
Read them and come back, and let's hear what you have to say.
I'll read some of those.
So if you read these things and the text messages are there, you're gonna say, "Okay, I was wrong. I'm full of crap."
I'll read some of those stuff, but I'm just saying some of this stuff is probably
because the caller's point here is that he can do no wrong. That's what she's saying. That I think was the metaphor.
You know, it doesn't mean he can't do no wrong. It's not. That's not what it is. It's just a lot of people. They take digs at him on a certain level. Is what it is.
Like calling people deranged psychos.
Well, I mean, no, he has his own stupidity as well. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he doesn't do his own stuff.
What did the federal prosecutor Jack Smith say to him?
But who knows? I didn't get to watch the whole thing.
He didn't say anything.
But it could have been the tone of his voice, too.
Okay. Back to the tone of their voice. Yeah, gotta watch that tone.
I mean,
By the way, if anybody wants to call in, we got a few minutes here. 740-383-9944. You can tell us we're full of crap. 740-383-9944. Matt, what do you feel about the caller there?
I mean,
it's been a good anniversary week.
Fantastic.
Yes. it sounds like people are jumping off that ship.
I mean, Donald Trump seemed back when Donald Trump was running for president, he seemed to think that, didn't he? There was a whole quote like on the
Trump. Yeah, he said I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue
and they would follow me. And they would still vote for me.
Well, this is the man who we heard say I'm grabbing by the paraphernalia. And honest to good, but people don't care. That's what I say. That's the odd thing here. People will leave other people. You know, Bush, the Iraq War, people who voted for him by the end of his presidency did not like him.
It's because...
Hey, did you wake up over there or something?
No, it's because Donald Trump...
Did I finish talking?
Go ahead.
Okay. Bill Clinton, during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, there were... God, you woke up for the first time in the 2 hours, right before the end here. God almighty, I can drink some coffee or something. No, but people left. But with Donald Trump, you can put 37 indictment counts by the federal government in front of him, and people like you will say, I'll vote for the man.
No,
sign me up.
No, it's because Donald Trump is good. He made America great. If people were just upset about that because we were booming. We were all-time high. The jobs were all good.
Why do this if that's all true?
I'm not in Donald Trump's head. I don't know why he did some of the stuff that he's done. I'm not saying all the stuff he's done is that he's done over the years that he is all good. No, but he's done a lot of good stuff as well.
Okay, if you save somebody's life and then turn around and murder somebody else, do we not put you away for murder just because you saved a life?
Well, I mean. Well, sometimes. I guess depends, I guess. Really.
It depends on what?
There's a lot of people that murder that won't always get their death sentence.
I didn't say death sentence. I said, should we not, if we know you murdered somebody just because we know you did good things in life, should we not put you away?
What? Depends.
So, like, you can like the things that people do, but you don't have to like the person that did the things.
Nobody's saying you can't like Trump. Nobody's saying that you can't have voted for him. What is peculiar to me about people who support Donald Trump is one president has been indicted by a federal government in the history of the United States. One out of 46, 250 years.
But
it doesn't turn people off.
But I like to know... how many Democrats and how many Republicans are in that?
What in the world does that have to do with anything?
That makes a difference.
Okay, so I'm going to risk the federal government's 98% conviction rate because I want to put Donald... Well, why do you want to put him in jail? He's not the president right now. What's the point?
No, because that's the point. You want to know how many people... You want to know in the government. You want to know how many people are the Democrats and how many people are in that seat. How many people
are... Well, the judge arraigning him is somebody he appointed, so I'm guessing she's Republican.
But she is, but I'm saying that
people... So why would they allow that to go on? This evil government who's out to get him, why would they turn him over to the judge appointed?
Well, I guess we'll just have to see on Tuesday how it all turns out.
Well, I'm saying, shouldn't this judge, should she take it easy on him because he appointed her, or should she do her job?
No, we'll just have to see how his lawyers do and how he picks out the jury.
Well, if we can... You think he can hire some new ones? What do you think, Matt? Wrap this thing up tonight. It's been an interesting show.
I don't think there's much of a way out of this one. I'll be real. There's voice clips.
Next Tuesday.
Screenshots. Like, he called himself.
And isn't that what we're really talking about here? Isn't that really what the point is?
What's that?
He did this to himself. That's the problem.
He did a lot of to himself.
That's what's so peculiar about it. He didn't have to take the documents. He didn't have to lie about them when they contacted him. That's what I don't understand. Why do that?
I think he did a lot of it to himself, and a lot of it was brought on by other people.
In what way?
It depends on... I don't know. I wasn't there how it all went down, but some of the stuff could have been brought on by other people.
Well, we'll be back on Monday, and the indictment will happen Tuesday, and we'll have full coverage of that here on this station. I'm sure we'll get some news people on Tuesday morning, and
we'll see what caller can call me a liar, I guess.
I don't think she said liar. I think she said you're full of crap.
I'm full of crap.
I think that's what she said. And for the 9th anniversary week here at WGH, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and of course the 40th Treasurer of the United States, our special guest tonight, Mary Ellen Withrow, and all of us here at WGH, we thank you listeners for tuning in and being with us for 9 years, and we hope you'll be with us for another... Do you know that we're still on the air?
I know.
Gee whiz. Okay, for all of us here tonight, you have a good weekend. I'm heading for the dugout.
For the Indians, because after this, they will be the Cleveland Jet Flyers.
Yes, they could be the Cleveland Rock and Rollers from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We're going to take a little break, see if we can find somebody else. This is Scott Spears and Terry Tackett. We are live from the Q in Progressive.